From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Chinese legal activist Chen Zhuangcheng is in the United States after the Chinese government and the State Department reached an agreement permitting him to travel. From member station WNYC, Mark Garber reports.
Chen and his wife and two sons landed at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey yesterday. He had been hurriedly taken from a Chinese hospital hours earlier and put on a plane after authorities told him to prepare to leave. The family traveled from the airport to his temporary home in New York University faculty housing in New York City. On crutches, his right leg in a cast, Chen addressed a cheering crowd through a translator.
I hope everybody works with me to promote justice and fairness in China. Thank you, everyone.
Chen will study law at NYU, but before that, he says, he's planning to spend time recuperating. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
The details aren't specific, but President Barack Obama says there's an emerging consensus among top world leaders that more must be done to promote job growth. The president commented briefly during a break from talks at a presidential retreat at Camp David on Saturday. Mr. Obama said the leaders from the top industrialized nations will also monitor energy markets. G8 leaders wrapped a meeting addressing global challenges, including a debt crisis in Greece. NPR's Allison Keyes was talking to Greeks in northwest Washington about what they think about the challenges there.
John Zanthos took a break from cooking at a festival at St. Sophia Greek Orthodox Cathedral to say he isn't supporting any party in the upcoming Greek elections.
Greek people in general have no faith in anyone right now running the political system.
He also thinks that Germany and other countries he says genuinely want to help Greece are running out of options.
We promise, but we never deliver.
George Theodoridis is among those angered by reports that Germany's chancellor thinks Greece should hold a referendum on staying in the Eurozone. He thinks Germany should butt out.
I think we can handle a few economical problems.
The G8 leaders say they want Greece to stay in the euro while respecting its commitments. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Cooler temperatures and higher humidity are helping fire crews make progress on a 7,600-acre wildfire in the foothills of northern Colorado. Grace Hood of member station KUNC reports the fire is 45% contained.
Early rain helped ground crews increase a line around the fire. One disadvantage to the weather, according to U.S. Forest Service spokesperson Reagan Cloudman, is low clouds are limiting what helicopters and air tankers can do.
They're not allowed to fly in certain conditions, and the weather that's forecasted and expected will prevent them from doing that.
Almost 600 firefighters are working to contain the blaze. Officials say it was started on Monday by a camper with an outdoor stove. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood in Fort Collins, Colorado.
This is NPR News. A climber has died of injuries after falling during a climb of Alaska's Mount McKinley. Witnesses say the climber fell about 16,000 feet while trying to recover a backpack that had started to slide downhill. The body was flown to Alaska after rangers confirmed that the climber had died of injuries. The victim's identity has not been released pending notification of family members overseas. Mount McKinley is North America's highest mountain. Friday's fatal fall is the first serious incident on McKinley during this year's mountaineering season. Episcopalians in New Hampshire have elected Reverend Robert Hirschfeld as the next bishop to that diocese to replace Gene Robinson, the first openly gay bishop in the history of the church. New Hampshire Public Radio, Sam Evans-Brown reports.
Robert Hirschfeld, currently the rector of Grace Church in Amherst, Massachusetts, was elected on the first ballot, which is a rarity in Episcopalian elections. The chair of the Bishop Search and Nomination Committee, Kevin Nichols, says that reflects a consensus in the New Hampshire diocese that Hirschfeld is the right man for the job.
He touched people. He spoke to people. He spoke to where they are in their own lives and into the future of the diocese.
Reverend William Rich, an openly gay candidate, did not get the nod. For NPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown in Concord, New Hampshire.
There are no signs of four people missing after an Iowa boat crash. They went missing after an overnight crash on the Mississippi River in southeast Iowa. Crews have been searching the river near Burlington since the collision was reported early Saturday morning. Two boats carrying 12 people collided, although details of the crash are still unclear. Eight people pulled from the water have been hospitalized. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.